Late morning at the Bab al-Salama camp in northern Syria. Life has become routine and tedious as residents wait for places in Turkey's refugee camps. This camp in 10 months has grown from nothing into a small town with a population of nearly 15,000 people. But life is nowhere near normal for those living in tents without electricity or running water. 13-year-old Mahmoud Assad arrived 5 months ago from Aleppo with his family. Life, he says, is hard.
It's very hot here. We suffer from mosquito bites, flies. My brother was bitten by a snake.
Poor sanitation in such tight quarters poses a health risk. The camp's head doctor, Namir Al-Nasser, fears an outbreak of cholera or typhoid, among other problems.
But the nutrition is very bad here. No fruit. The meat, one every week, they give them some food with meat. And no eggs. I don't see eggs here, no eggs, no milk. Only yogurt. Yogurt, but it's not sufficient for these people, you know.
He says the water is purified, but the residents suffer anyway from diarrhea, which he believes is due to the poor sanitation. Residents receive one meal a day, down from three a day last year. Today's meal consists of bulgur wheat, a sauce, and green peppers. Some residents operate small shops. Satuf al-Hassan says he makes $1 or $2 a day.
We're dying here. The people have no money.
28-year-old Hussein Kojak came 4 months ago after Syrian forces killed his brother and bombed his village. He knows about the new weapons promised by Western and Gulf Arab countries.
I heard about the arms. I just wish they had come before. But, God willing, they will make a difference soon.
In the evening, the children attend classes. 24-year-old Mohammed Al-Atrash says he tries to teach his pupils a new mentality.
Usually, always, sometimes, often.
More freedom, of course. This is the main idea. More freedom. That they can talk whatever they want, whenever they want, and wherever they want.
Nevertheless, there is a mood of despair. After months of waiting, the passage to Turkey into safety still does not come. Scott Bob, VOA News, Bab al-Salama, northern Syria.